The 53rd Southeast Alaska State Fair is about to open its gates. On site, organizer Amanda Randles could be found in her office, juggling phones and requests.
It is a mad rush. It is chaos. It's running around finding things. It's, you know, where did this go? Quick, somebody call this person. Oh, this volunteer is going to have to switch to this day. It's absolute chaos, and it's part of the fun.
Randles says the fair is fully booked with vendors and food booths, and the musicians have started showing up.
We have been picking up musicians who are coming in. We have, you know, bands from outside who are discovering Alaska for the first time, which is really fun.
There are enough acts that the Klondike stage will be open this year. On stage, we ask technicians what they are doing.
I'm like, I'm kind of in the middle of doing it right now. So I'm setting up all the audio for the main stage.
Just trying to get these lights programmed for one of the shows.
On the side, the Lack family is setting up their booth. The family band has been coming to every fair for the last 10 years. Member Deborah All explains.
I think it was about 10 years ago. We were on tour, we were in Dulson City, and we were supposed to go to Fairbanks, and we had 30 people with us on a tour, and everything fell through.
By chance, they spoke with someone who gave them the contact for Haines residence.
And they're like, hey, call this guy, he loves having people. And so, yeah, that's what we did. We called him up, and he's like, yeah, come on over with all 30 of us. And then we had no idea the fair was going on, and we somehow got into the fair the day it started, and all of us played, and we've been coming back ever since then.
The Lack family will perform every day around town during the fair, then go on to tour internationally. Around the grounds, staff and volunteers are busy. Ryan Stossel and his brother are dragging a lump of plastic the size of a bear.
We're moving the inflatable joust over to where it's going to be sitting for the fair. And this one's the lighter one. The bounce house, way more heavy.
And on the parking lot, Diz Kistler is pushing a contraption full of white chalk.
I'm chalking the parking lot so that when people come with their vehicles, particularly on Saturday, they'll know exactly where there's a spot to park.
Amanda Randles, the organizer, says she still welcomes anyone willing to volunteer for the fair. Lots of hands are needed to staff the entrance booth, operate the rides, and keep the games going. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermanil.